A little less than a decade ago, Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard never thought he'd be standing where he was today.
8 years ago, it hadn't even crossed my mind to run for mayor of Indianapolis, let alone finding myself here today talking about the future of our great city.
Yet there he was, as mayor, discussing what his administration has accomplished and sounding optimistic about the future of the city. But that future won't include him, at least in his current capacity, after 2015. After stunning two-term Democratic incumbent Mayor Bart Peterson in 2007 and winning close re-election in 2011, Ballard has decided against running for a third term next November. The mayor says he's proud of what his administration has accomplished, from renegotiating a deal with the federal government on sewage overflows to reaching just this week an agreement on a proposal with city-county council members to fund pre-K scholarships for disadvantaged children.
Indy is the city that kept building despite the recession. Everywhere you look, you see signs of progress and things getting done.
Political analyst Ed Feigenbaum says Ballard deserves credit for continuing a tradition established by previous mayors in Indianapolis of fostering cooperation among Indy's various stakeholders.
We've seen a cooperative atmosphere between the business, corporate, civic, and political community. And Greg Ballard, during his 7 years in office to date, has continued to facilitate that kind of a relationship and enable progress to be made.
Feigenbaum says it's difficult to determine what a mayor's legacy will be, especially while that mayor is still in office, but he suggests both supporters and critics of the mayor alike might be able to agree on one thing.
That's that, you know, he's a guy who cares about his city and did his very best to make progress every day for the people of Indianapolis.
Ballard will serve out the remainder of his term through December of next year. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Christopher Ayers.